This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Barbados Workers Union says they are working to resolve severance pay issues for former West Coast hotel workers. Some band leaders raise concern that private jumps are causing a decline in the number of revelers for the four-day morning jam. Tent managers say artists are ready for tonight's Pick of the Crop finals. Health authorities in St. Vincent and the Grenadines have confirmed an outbreak of dengue fever there, and the assassination of Hamas's political leader has raised fears that Israel's war with a militant group in Gaza could escalate tensions. Good afternoon, I am Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Workers Union says they are still working to resolve the matter involving 10 workers of a West Coast hotel. The 10 women were made redundant by the hotel after they refused to agree to new working conditions and were instead offered severance pay. In the Weekend Nation, the workers said they felt let down by the hotel, the Labor Department, and the union in handling the matter. Communications and Information Manager of the Barbados Workers Union, Shane Jones, said while they understand the distress of the workers, they are continuing efforts to resolve the matter with the National Insurance and Social Security Service.
From the outset, the Barbados Workers Union represented and assisted the affected employees. We engaged with Coral Reef Hotel to secure severance payment. Now, after that, the hotel then indicated that they were unable to pay because they were in financial difficulties and they had to apply to the NIS for assistance. Now, obviously, we were skeptical about that. And while it seemed questionable and wondering why the hotel can't pay, there's a process for it. So they applied to NIS and NIS would have conducted their due diligence and NIS validated their claim. Regardless of how we feel, so there's a process for how that goes through, and that's where it is now. We actively followed up with both the company and the NIS to ensure that the progress is going well, so it's at the process of where those payments are being processed by the NIS.
Mr. Jones says while the workers await a settlement from the National Insurance, the union has been working to assist them.
We have been trying to work through other ways to help the former employees as well. We work to provide reference letters for displaced employees to help them find new jobs. And the progress in the severance process has been indicated by recent correspondence from the NIS to some workers saying that the process has started. So while we are hopeful that the payments will come out soon from the NIS, we are trying and doing the best that we can. But the reality of the situation is that while we fought and won the battle for their severance payments, it is at the NIS to pay out. We don't believe that there will be no payment. We are just hoping that the NIS's process come through as speedy as possible.
BWU Communications and Information Manager Shane Jones. Some band leaders are concerned that private jumps are reducing the number of revelers on the road for the NCF's four-day morning jam, which they say is having an impact on sales. Contact band leader Anthony Lane tells Starcom Network News the four-day morning jam is suffering from the private jumps.
Is affecting the turnout for 4-day. I don't think that is right. This is our national festival, and 4-day is a national event for Kropova, and I just don't think that is right. We are seeing a massive downturn. You know, bands that usually will have over 1,000 people don't, you know, so it sends a picture. I think it's something that would need to be looked into, because the national festival event, which is 4-day, is suffering terribly. I made a conscious decision that if you're going to do a 4-day jump, it cannot be private, because I support Kropova and I support the NCF. So therefore, if I'm doing it, it has to be under the auspices of the NCF. But I don't agree with all of these private jumps around this time.
Contact band leader Anthony Lane. Meantime, director of Colors Entertainment Brian Worrell also noted a number of bands are suffering from low sales due to the private jumps.
You know, competition in the market still was a challenge. You know, we would actually want to prefer that our type event or the national event would be the only type event that's not going on the night to preserve, you know, for them and they get the attention that they need. But, you know, a number of bands have suffered from dropping in this due to all these events that are going on the same night. So it is a concern.
Director of Colors Entertainment, Brian Worrell, and we apologize for the quality of that extract. You're listening to the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest.
The Lunchtime Edition of The Latest on Starcom Network News comes to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
How good is your motor cover? Well, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. No one wants to have a car accident, but accidents do happen when we least expect them. With ICBL Motor Insurance, you have the comfort of knowing that our OmniPlus roadside team will come to your aid, your straightforward claims are settled quickly, and claims payments are guaranteed. Save 12.5% when you purchase new motor insurance online. You can also renew your policy and choose varying payment options using your Visa debit or credit card. It is that easy. Remember, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. Learn more at icbl.com. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Over 10,000 people spread across 29 bands are expected to participate in tomorrow's four-day morning jam. Corporate communications specialist with the National Cultural Foundation, Tony Yard, says that everything is set for the event.
We have 29 registered bands that are a part of the Koyman four-day morning jam, slated for 1 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday morning, moving off from Three Points, Queen's Park, Bay Street, and BIDC. We expect the usual thousands, just over 10,000 or so on the street. All systems are go. Security is in place. Vendors are in place. Look out for the vendors. Please patronize the vendors. Vendors are going to be along Traverse Way, running right down to the Mighty Grinder Highway. Come out and watch the four-day morning bands. Be a part of what's going on.
Corporate communications specialist with the National Cultural Foundation, Tony Yard. Calypso tent managers say their artists are excited and ready to take the stage ahead of tonight's Pick of the Crop finals. Manager of the All-Stars Calypso tent, Eleanor Rice, who has 9 out of the 18 participants in the finals being hosted at the Botanical Gardens, says her artists are prepared and ready for the challenge.
We are ready. We are going in with 9 strong, and I am hoping for the best for everyone, not only your own Calypsonians, but for the show. You want the show to be a success. In terms of our Calypsonians, everyone has done fairly well with their presentations, and we are hoping that tonight everyone is in fine voice, fine memory, and we are going to see how best we can bring it home. So we are ready for the challenge.
Manager of the All-Stars Calypso Tent, Eleanor Rice. Meantime, manager of the House of Soca Calypso Tent, Sharon Carew-White, says she is ecstatic and confident that her artists will perform well. However, NCF's corporate communications specialist, Tony Yard, noted that the stage is also set for tonight's Pick of the Crop finals at the National Botanical Gardens. Health authorities have confirmed an outbreak of dengue fever in St. Vincent and the Grenadines 3 years after the last outbreak claimed at least 7 lives, most of them children. The Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment said that its epidemiology unit has recorded 119 dengue fever cases so far in 2024, and that of those cases, 23 were in June and 82 last month. And finally, Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh was buried today in Qatar after his assassination that Iran blamed on Israel and vowed to avenge. Raising fears, the escalating tension could spiral into a fully-fledged Middle East conflict. The U.S. said today it's ready to move resources to the region if needed. Amid heightening fears, Israelis have been provided with guidance on what to do in the event of attacks, while supermarkets are reporting a spike in sales for basic goods. Recapping the headlines. The Barbados Workers Union says they are working to resolve severance pay issues for former West Coast hotel workers. Some band leaders raise concern that private jumps are causing a decline in the number of revelers for the four-day morning jam. Tent managers say artists are ready for tonight's Pick of the Crop finals. Health authorities in St. Vincent and the Grenadines have confirmed an outbreak of dengue fever there, and the assassination of Hamas's political leader has raised fears that Israel's war with a militant group in Gaza could escalate tensions. That's it for the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
And the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News came to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.